you've been known as a consensus builder, and you did come to the Capitol as things were breaking down and tried to broker a compromise at the last minute. Were you at all surprised that that didn't happen, and that also that the GOP didn't bring it for a vote, even though there were the votes for it to pass?
And I am someone who works very hard to bring people together every chance I get. But in the end, we're not talking about same-sex marriage. What we're talking about is civil unions, so that obviously we want churches and congregations of all sorts, they decide what marriage is, and that's a sacrament in many churches and many religions. What we want to make sure is government and separating church and state, government from religion, we want to make sure that every citizen has the same rights.
You had always said you thought it would get this fair hearing. Do you feel like that process broke down?
Well, I mean, certainly everything that was done was legal and fair, but the fact that it didn't come to a vote because of strictly procedural efforts is disappointing. I mean, it's not the way we normally do stuff in Colorado.
You did convene the special session just a couple days after the legislature adjourned. The bill failed faster than it did during the regular session. Looking back, do you regret calling the special session? Do you think it was just a lot of emotional energy and time for lawmakers to come back, and money? Was it worth it?
Well, we had a number of other bills, unemployment insurance issue that had to be done. We had water issues that had to be done. So we had to call a special session. And by law, they have to be 3 days long. So we had plenty of time to come back and revisit it. You know, if you could always look back and when you didn't get what you wanted, say, well, I wish I hadn't done it. I never or rarely say that. Usually you don't learn that much when you succeed. You always learn more, I think, when you fail, if you are willing to take the time and pay attention.
Following up on that, is there anything you have learned from this going into next session?
I'm sure civil unions is going to be back next year. People care about it too deeply, and it's an issue of civil rights. Again, we're not talking about marriage or a sacrament. We're talking about just making sure that people get the same legal rights. I mean, part of the question is whether you believe that some people are born gay. And almost every study I've seen, certainly for the last number of years, says that that's the case. It's not something they decided for themselves. It's who they are. And I don't think we ever want to tell a church, you need to marry this person or that person or all people. But we should make sure that each citizen of our state get the same legal benefits.
And you've just touched on this. I wanted to talk about same-sex marriage. President Barack Obama recently came out in support of same-sex marriage, and you've said you don't support it. Is this something that would take some evolution for you, or is it, you know, a firm no?
I have so many friends. I spent almost 20 years in the restaurant business, and I have many gay friends, many lesbian friends. And what they really want is they want to be accepted like everyone else. And they want to be able to stand up together in their church, whichever it is, and be able to get married. I don't think it's government's job to tell the church who they marry. I think that's one of the reasons the United States of America has been so successful, is that we do keep that separate. That being said, as long as we get everyone the same legal rights, right, and make sure that in the eyes of the law, in terms of our civil statutes, the benefits that come to each couple are the same, I think we're really resolving a major problem.
Would you be okay with certain religious institutions marrying gay people if they wanted to and others not? In other words, kind of leaving it up to individual institutions?
This is exactly the only real solution that makes sense, is let the religious congregations decide who they're going to marry and who they're not. Anytime you have civil rights, it's a personal thing. And in 1991, we promoted one of our employees who was openly gay to become the general manager of the Wine Coop Brewing Company. And we were the first, or one of the first, if not the first, large restaurant in Denver to do that. And I got hate letters saying that people would never come into our restaurant again. And that does make it personal, right? These are people that you work beside, that you sacrifice with, that you trust on a very, very deep level. You want them to be able to have the same rights as everybody else.
Governor John Hickenlooper, thanks again.
Always a pleasure.
I'm Benta Berkland at the State Capitol.